Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This is Kendini Campbell-Moss, and I'm here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day. As you can hear from my intro, it's going to be a legal show this morning. However, we are going to stick to the facts. There are just facts, not feelings. We're going to find out exactly what the law book says about the legal age of consent. Now, consent is defined in the Webster's Dictionary as permission for something to happen or agreement to do something, giving permission for something to happen. He consented to a search by a detective. She consented to the sexual act by giving of her own free will. No change may be made without the consent of all of the partners. Yesterday, in the Guardian's newspaper, there was a byline that read, "Government wants consistency in age of consent for a range of matters." That means there has to be a consistent average of consensual age for you to say yes or no or maybe so. This morning, we have with us a lead prosecutor. She's one of the best defense that we could possibly have. She's a female. She has that fortitude coming and it exudes from her. We have with us Ms. Christina Galanos. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to have you here. When I reached out to you at first, I was very, very afraid because I said, you know, this woman is of monumental stature and you come with a range of astronomical feats at your feet, you know. And I said, why, she could shake me. It was almost like, you know, David and Goliath. I was a little scared-ish.
And I'm serious.
Listen, I was scared. This is like a Boxing Day morning for me, Ms. Galanos.
In a series.
Oh, man.
But thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. And I do remember you because your daughter and my daughter went to the little schoolhouse together. Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Galanos, I want you to walk me through this process. Tell me, in your legal eagle mind, because you are miles ahead of us, we don't want to get caught up in the feeling of the legalities of what is going on. We just want absolute facts. The other day, Mr. Wayne Monroe said emphatically that the age of consent is 7. Mm-hmm. You can say yes or no. Mm-hmm. Explain to our listening audience
exactly what that means. And we're diving right into this because we want to get as much edification as we possibly can. We don't want any misinterpretation of the law, because a lot of times we are Facebook journalists and Facebook broadcasters and social media activists, but we do not have the proper information.
Yes.
So tell me what the actual legal ramifications or what the law book says about the act of consent.
Okay. So just to unpack this, in our country, as it relates to consent is really cannot take place, legally speaking, before the age of 16. We refer in the Bahamas as 16 as being the age of consent. That is what it is. Now, what I think my learned senior, Wayne Monroe QC, was referencing, and I've made some comparisons to it myself. The age of criminal responsibility in the Bahamas is, I would say 10. I've seen a recent amendment that says 10. I think it used to be 7. The age of criminal responsibility is different from consent.
What is the difference?
The difference is, how young can we prosecute you? So if a child was to say, let's go heinous, commit a crime, a murder, if the age of criminal responsibility in your country is 7, and the child that commits that murder is 5, that's below the age of criminal responsibility.
Okay, okay.
That person cannot be prosecuted because you have made a decision in your country that the threshold is 7. Anyone under that, they shoot someone, they do something to someone, they are not liable to be prosecuted. I think so. What my learned senior was saying was, in the law, we recognize that from the age of 7 or 10, according to the recent amendment that I've seen, say from the age of 10, children have the wherewithal to know right from wrong and be prosecuted for offenses, which is different from consent. Consent, in order to consent in the Bahamas and not run into any legal ramifications, the person has to be 16, consent to sex. Now, here's where we get into this gray area. The Sexual Offenses Act, I think it's Section 11, talks about unlawful sexual intercourse. What I feel a lot of recognize is that there is a difference between unlawful sexual intercourse and rape. Unlawful sexual intercourse is where you have sex with a minor, and that minor is within that age range of, say, 14 to 16. I think there's some law that also says 12 to 16. And that minor did not consent. Or how should we say it? That minor cannot consent because the age of consent is 16. However, it was consensual sex. You understand what I'm saying?
I think I understand.
So in other words, rape is this. Rape is, no, I don't want to do it. Resistance, fighting.
Do not touch me.
Do not touch me. Don't take off my clothes. I don't want to be in the same room as you. A rape is more violent.
Right.
A female, a 14-year-old female who willingly does the act, is not considered rape in our country.
That is considered unlawful
sexual intercourse.
Okay.
We call it USI, legal speak. That's unlawful sexual intercourse. So that's a willing, even though she's not able to consent according to the law.
Which is 16. Okay.
That is a willing participant.
Okay. So Ms. Galanos, the other day when we saw the social media content, the young lady was being beckoned to by the gentleman to come this way. She was not being lured. She was not being...
I saw it. It's almost like the coast clear.
Come now.
You know it.
You know how to dingo. Okay,
Now it's time to walk.
Come now. Mommy done gone. Come now.
Yeah.
But he She came willingly of her own fruition. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in that situation, it is a USI. Mm-hmm. However, if it were another type of altercation and, mm-hmm. and he ravaged her.
You say she came willingly, mm-hmm. but she thought she was coming to purchase a loaf of bread or something. Mm-hmm. And in the process of them exchanging money, he starts to put his hand on her mm-hmm. and get physical with her. That's right.
Can you?
And she's saying, no, don't. And she's resisting. That's okay. Right.
Can you have a USI and a rape at the same time?
I don't see how.
Okay. When I watch, I like to watch the Law and Order and SUV, mm-hmm. and you know, I like mm-hmm. I like
fantasy,
that.
That's fantasy. My,
right. Because yes. that's the quickest solving of a murder mm-hmm. in the world.
Ever.
30 seconds and the thing's solved.
Yeah.
Okay. So, knows. Mm-hmm. When you say, when you watch SVU, right, mm-hmm. and they say the gentleman was about to enter her, did it anyway, mm-hmm. can that be a USI and a rape?
No, that's a rape.
That's a rape.
If she said no and he did it anyway, that's a rape.
That's a rape. Mm-hmm. Even if she was willing beforehand, that's still a rape.
See, now remember now, sexual intercourse in the Bahamas is defined as penetration of the anus, vagina, or mouth.
Okay.
By any object. But any object. So if you take a dildo and you penetrate someone's vagina against their will, that's rape, that's sexual intercourse. You don't have to use the actual penis.
You could, once it's entering.
Finger. Finger is rape.
Okay.
Any penetration by any object.
Now, you said...
So let's say now it's a situation where oral sex. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a female now who's under 16. And she was a willing participant to oral sex. That's unlawful sexual intercourse.
Okay. That is unlawful.
But she's willing.
She's willing.
So it's not rape. But let's say now, after that, he wants to go to Aung South and he wants to penetrate her vagina. Clearly, and she is saying no. Mm-hmm. And she's resisting.
Right.
And he proceeds. We can consider that act as rape.
Consider?
We can consider that act as rape, yes. The reason I'm using that language is because it is rape. The problem that you'll have as a prosecutor running that is, so you mean to tell me she gone in his house voluntarily, mm-hmm. voluntarily went down on him, oral sex, and then when it came to penetration, all of a sudden...
Oh, Iggy?
Right. And so what I'm saying is, the fact finder, which is usually in these situations, you know, a judge. If the judge agrees that at that point she said, no, I don't want to do this. And she started, you know, she was clearly an unwilling participant at that point. That's rape.
Do you think that in the islands of the Bahamas that mm-hmm. we are completely confused on what the law books say? And because we are so quantified by feelings, we don't know the legality? How do we get the information?
I think Rodney Monka got it right. Mm-hmm. I think Bahamians tend to be very volatile when it comes to issues concerning sex.
Why?
Because it's taboo, because it's sensational. Because
but we are number three in terms of AIDS population in the world. Yeah. Africa is only beating us.
That's like secret stuff, though. I think Bahamians, I'm not saying that we're not a sexual people. I'm saying openly.
But
not. And so I hear you, but I feel like we, when it comes to sex, mm-hmm. let me give case in point. I took the position, while the 48 wrong, he know he wrong. He pled guilty. We don't have to tell him he wrong. He know he wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, where do we want to get into a discussion is 4 years sufficient? I could have that discussion, but he knows that he's wrong. Clearly the 40-year-old is wrong. I took the position that the 14-year-old is also wrong, not criminally, but if she was my daughter, there would be severe punishment.
Because now the child is also pregnant.
I think she had the baby, but the fact of the matter, because this happened in 2020, I understand.
Oh,
so
okay.
this is just processing through the courts now.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is this. My position is, say, let's go back to the age of criminal responsibility. Two 14-year-olds are fighting in school. One four takes his knife, stabs the other 14-year-old, kills him. We don't have a problem seeing that that 14-year-old is wrong, right?
No.
We don't have a problem blaming his parents and saying, my God, what was his parents doing? We don't have a problem doing that.
No.
Because it's murder, right? But when it comes to sex,
it's a different story.
She don't know no better.
Victim blaming. Victim blaming. But I have to say, I feel like in some instances we would have forgotten, and there are many young women that are out there that are within the sound of my voice. There was a time when they too would have been seeing an older man.
Married an older man. And by 16, 17, they was on their second, third child.
But not only that, your parents supposed to come and pick you up from school in the afternoon, but you jumping on the bus because you like the bus driver.
Yeah.
And you in your uniform.
So and you duck in school.
You duck in school to go with the bus driver. Or you duck in school to go with the man who work in.
And so all my comments were what they call victim blaming. Is listen, it's just like when they say, you know, if your husband scheme on you
mm-hmm.
or I used the wrong analogy. If your husband is seeing another woman, you get rid of that other woman. You scare her away. The problem is him.
Because he can still do it.
Another
again.
Susan could be right there. So what I'm saying is we need to help our 14-year-olds. They need to know that there are consequences for their action. When you duck school, this is going to happen. I'm advocating putting them in jail. But the 14-year-old also ought to know better, and we ought to require more from her. Because you could look up, but if there's no consequences for her for ducking school and doing what she did, she could do it again tomorrow. She could do it again next week.
Because my thing is, and I'm not aiming for bashing either, mm-hmm. but at 14 years old, when she was walking into where it was, or when she was speaking to this man on social media, she had full doing. Yeah. No one asked her. She did this of her own fruition.
And when they come and say, well, 14 years old, so no better. I said, okay, fair. She duck school then. Why not say, mommy, can you please drop me to my boyfriend's house?
Who's 40 years old?
He lived right through there, mommy. We should be done in about 2 hours. This is how children act when they don't know the difference.
Right.
They are open with their activities. They don't duck school. They come and they say, mommy, this is this.
This is the question, Ms. Galanos. Mm-hmm. Question. What is the legal difference in age? What is acceptable in law?
Mm-hmm.
For example, a 16-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Can the boy be charged?
Okay. The Act also provides that for a male under the age of 21 to be charged, the Attorney General has to agree.
And the Attorney General in this case, if this is, then this is a hypothetical.
Yes, but the Attorney General in this case would be Ryan Pinder,
mm-hmm.
but that would be that the Director of Public Prosecutions being Franklin Williams. So males or persons under the age of 21, it can happen. But it has to come across the Attorney General's office desk.
Why we can't have a sex registry? What is the issue?
That's a good question. I think my personal opinion is for the same reason we discussed. On the one hand, I advocate a sexual offenses registry. On the other hand, I don't.
Why?
The reason I advocate it is because obviously it will let us know there's a predator living on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pay particular close attention to our children when they ride an obstacle round there. Fair enough. The problem is, as I said, I don't think the Bahamian populace is rational when it comes to sexual offenses. You see what I'm saying? I'm afraid of, okay, I put your daddy on the sexual offenses registry. Everybody know your daddy on the sexual offenses registry. His two daughters go to SAC. What are their lives going to be like in SAC?
But the daddy made a choice to do this.
I understand. But at the same time, I think that we should have a policy to protect the children. We have a mature society that says he's on the sexual offenses registry. His children did nothing wrong. We're not going to hold it against his children. We're not going to call them names. We're not going to... Fine, let's do it. But if we're not mature enough to do that... And it creates problems for innocent persons who just tangentially connect. He probably ain't talking to them children.
I saw this in real life. There was a gentleman who is a pastor, and his daughter was. They had some commentary about what it was that he would have done. Everyone knows the situation, right? And so the daughter said oh, you mad because my daddy ain't coming at you. Mm-hmm. And my thing was, what type of mindset are you in? Because your daddy was supposed to be counseling this young mm-hmm. lady, but he ended up having sexual relationships with her.
Well, if that's what she said, then she opened herself up to an attack.
She did. And I mean, Facebook went insane.
Yeah, I agree with Facebook. You see, but I'm talking about those persons related to the offender.
Okay.
Who just minding their business, coming to school and eating lunch.
And they don't
have nothing. They ain't saying nothing to nobody. They ain't nothing. And people in there, yeah, your daddy, yeah. How we expect those children to learn?
How? We are going to take a break. I see my engineers waving. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We are going to be back with Ms. Christina Galanos. This is Kendani Campbell-Moss on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Stand.
Oh yeah.
Stand. Stand.
Let's go.
Stand.
Do the crime.
Stand.
Do the time.
Stand.
Keep me in sting, say so.
Stand.
Oh yeah.
Stand.
Let's go.
Crime doesn't pay, boy.
Crime doesn't pay.
Don't throw your life away, boy.
Crime doesn't pay.
If being bad was good, boy,
then why they lock away?
Don't mind when you're
afraid. Okay.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
This Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long
time coming, and I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. Now listen, if you want more of that, you gotta come to church for 8:30. I already asked if you was a Catholic. You tell me no.
No.
Okay.
That's not to say I won't visit.
Come visit, Ms. Galanos. Come visit.
Yes.
So, Ms. Galanos, I mm-hmm. want you to explain to me, because you alluded to it earlier in our conversation. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, I want to read you this text from one of my texters. Mm-hmm. Wow. Finally, a female lawyer with the command sense of the law. This next text reads, finally, a female lawyer that speaks proficiently. Campbell Moss, you may be onto something. Oh, thank you, Tex. Okay, Ms. Galanos, you alluded to something earlier when you said the four-year sentencing that he got.
Mm-hmm.
But I did read that it says that you could have received life.
Yes.
And that as his first offense, he could receive 7 years.
Yes.
So why you only give him four?
Okay, let me tell you why.
I want you to tell. I want you to explain this in totality.
Yes, I will. First and foremost, when the law says that you're liable to imprisonment for a certain amount of years, that's the maximum the judge can give you. That was saying. So in essence, that's saying you're liable to imprisonment for up to 7 years. The judge has a lot of options.
Why?
That's the way the law is worded. So the judge doesn't really, now, in matters like this, the judge would usually. I can tell you personally, I did one in I did a plea agreement on an unlawful sexual intercourse. The girl was 15. The guy was 28. She got pregnant. The family of the girl didn't want him to go to jail because he was taking care of the child. And on that basis, he got probation. So the, look how you're looking at me, Lord.
I want to see how the phone. We can't take no calls. We have to get this information.
If they don't want to proceed, really the prosecution doesn't have a case. So having him plead guilty and get probation is really almost a win for the prosecution because she has to take the stand. Her mother has to take the stand. If they are saying, I don't want to take the stand, where's the prosecution going to go?
So the mother say, yes, my child's mine, but because he's taking care of the baby, you let him get probation so he could continue taking care of the baby.
Yeah, they didn't want him to go to jail. I think he was giving them $400 a month for the child, and the child knew him as father. They didn't see the benefit of putting him in jail. And so the Crown agreed to probation.
Do you know that I saw when I read the articles, that these articles are from 1864?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the law definitely needs to change. It's not as the legislature. You got to talk to the Prime Minister and the Attorney General, and they do the drafting. We just assist with the interpretation. But let me continue with the 4 years. So the law says up to 7 years, right? Now, I will say this to you. Someone who is prepared to plead guilty, I think this is what Monroe said on Beyond the Heading. Someone who's prepared to plead guilty gets a discount just by virtue of the fact that you are admitting your guilt.
But you was wrong, though, Ms. Galanos.
You still were, but you didn't waste the court's time. And public policy says you come to your senses without putting us, having to cause us to go through the expense and time of going through a trial. You are remorseful. We didn't have to convict you. We're going to give you a reduced sentence. And that's the board. That's murder. That's, if you plead guilty, you're entitled to a reduction in sentence. Now,
I beg your pardon?
You're entitled to a reduction in sentence.
How are you entitled to something, Ms. Galanos, if you know you did it?
Because you didn't waste the court's time, and that's what the law says.
So is that like something like the prerogative of mercy?
No, that's the law.
Oh, that's the law.
The law says you're entitled to 30% reduction when you plead guilty. So if the judge was going to give you, say, 6 years, you plead guilty, you're entitled to a 2-year off. That's the law. So, but here's what I want our listeners to understand. We have a very, 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 very serious problem in this country.
Clearly we do.
Okay? And it's not just the unlawful sexual intercourse.
Is it oversexing?
It's not. It has nothing to do with that. Let me explain to you. We do not have the resources and we do not have the manpower to try all of these cases. Let's move away from sexual offenses for now and let's get into murder. There's been, a murder every day for the past 5 days, 6 days? Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court is not processing murder trials or any trials at that rate. The Supreme Court is still hearing cases in 2016, 2017. The Supreme Court, for the most part, I would want to say at least a large percentage of 2019 have not been heard. A large percentage, one of my clients, her case from 2009 had not been heard. I got it stayed, and I'm getting to that now. So she actually walked. She's a free woman. She was charged with murder. She walked. What's happening is this. Crime is outpacing. Okay?
But we have millions of lawyers.
We don't have millions of lawyers. We have 2,000. And let me tell you, we don't have a lot of criminal lawyers.
Which y'all have?
We have a lot of civil lawyers. We have a lot of lawyers who don't want to touch crime with a 100-foot pole. You can't get them. various reasons. They don't want to interact with criminals. They feel as if it doesn't pay them enough money. They could go and do some, you know, some work with a bank, do some mortgages, make $10,000, $20,000 per transaction. We're not messing around with a police station for $500 to sit down and talk to a criminal. And they smell bad anyway. So we don't have many criminal attorneys. We don't have many judges. We don't have many courtrooms. The rape crime is moving. We, like I said, there are some unlawful sexual intercourse cases committed in 2016 that we haven't heard as yet. They are still in the system, and chances are when they come up, people don't want to proceed. It's been 5 years. It's been 7 years. We cool now. We don't want to reopen this. We don't want to relive this. And so the only way, I've said this on many occasions, the only way that we can get out of this mess is by the aggressive use of plea bargaining, okay? Mm-hmm. The only way that we can incentivize persons to plead guilty is by offering them a reasonable sentence. What a lot of people don't realize is that the gentleman didn't have to plead guilty, you know.
How come?
He didn't have to. He could have maintained his not guilty plea, and he could have said, y'all try me. And with the system back up, as Minister Monroe alluded to, with the system backed up, they might not get to his trial for another 6-7 years. And here's the danger in that. Our Constitution says that you must be tried within a reasonable time. If you are not tried within a reasonable time, as your defense counsel, I can make an application that they are breaching your constitutional right and your charges ought to be stayed, and the entire matter gets tossed out. I did that for a client, I think it was a year or two ago. It was reported extensively, and I don't want to call a name. It's out there. She was charged with murder. So here's what I'm saying. He didn't have to plead guilty. He could have let the system make its blunders or not make its blunders, take forever to try him, eventually have the case tossed. The fact that he pled guilty when he didn't have to plead guilty is major. And we ought to take that into consideration. He could have stayed on bail, you know. He could have been out today on bail. He didn't have to plead guilty.
So with him pleading guilty, is he now at the correctional facility?
Yeah, if he's sentenced to 4 years, that's what he's doing, yes.
And he will serve, is 4 years, 4 years in jail time?
Or no. Nine months to a year.
Okay.
So 9 times 4, 36. He's over 36 months. Now, jail can give you back time for misbehavior. Mm-hmm. So let's say they go in a cell and they search a cell and they find cell phones, knives, whatever. They can say, okay, we can give you back some of this time up to the 4 years. But if he's on good behavior. So here's what I'm saying. In order to get address the backlog of cases, we have to use plea. In order to incentivize persons who committed these crimes to plead guilty, we have to be reasonable and in what we're offering them. If you say to him, if you plead guilty, I can give you 7 years. If I'm his lawyer, you know what I can say to him? We go on a trial. Because if you go to trial, the maximum you could get is 7 years.
So let's go to trial.
Let's go to trial.
Let's go to court.
Because the jury, let's roll the dice, because the jury may not believe her, or she may not come, or so many things can happen.
So let's roll this dice.
Let's go.
This is a question for you, Ms. Galanos. Mm. Were Wayne Monroe's comments warranted for the outrage?
No. No. What Mr. Monroe said was, if I was advising him as defense counsel.
Conjunction. Because I'm an English major. Conjunction. Go ahead.
If he was my client.
If.
4 years is too high, considering the law.
But as a sitting member, should he not take his defense hat off?
But if you ask him if he thinks it's reasonable.
But shouldn't he separate Ms. Galanos?
But he can't separate out his opinion from the law. The law say you only entitled to 7 years if you go through a jury trial and you get convicted. He is saying, hold on now. If the law say if we go to trial, we can get 7 and you offering him 4, and persons have gotten 7 for rape, and this ain't rape, I would not have advised my client to take that. I think our outrage is misplaced. It needs to be on the successive governments that fail to take it up and that fail to change it.
Because my thing, what is so erroneous to me is you have laws on the books from 1846.
In this country, a 13-year-old can get married if a judge permits it.
What? I mean, pardon me?
Yes.
13 years old. Your 13-year-old daughter could go and get married
if she makes an application, she can get married. That law has not been updated. So conceivably, if you have a mother, I don't know what she into, she agreeing to her 15-year-old daughter to get married in the Bahamas, that can happen.
Well, Ms. Galanos, I want you to be like realistic with the situation. You have some mothers that are 25 and a child 15 and the mother know what's going on.
Of course.
Okay, let's be real.
Yes.
And I think that when it comes up to this whole sexual advocacy situation, we have to be serious because we're not. We're like an over-sexualized, closeted country.
Right, and that's what they attack the DPP for saying. But that's another thing. You have to take the circumstances of the victim into account in sentencing. You have to look at the whole crime.
You have to take the crookeds with the straights.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read these texts to you. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Respectfully, the question that needs to be asked is the action or actions led to a 14-year-old being comfortable, in quotes, having sex with an adult. Mm-hmm. What is her history? No doubt she was sexually exposed in her past and is attempting to regain power over her own body. It's not a healthy avenue, but it's certainly typical of girls who have been sexually abused to become promiscuous. Who is to blame? Thank you for that text. Okay. Da, da, da. Can you please text me back the lawyer's name who is on your show? Won't be here to hear your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
To help with the backlog of cases, instead of a jury trial, can we just go to a 3-judge panel to expedite verdicts to these hundreds of cases so that they are completed within a reasonable time?
We'll have to amend the Constitution, and that'll have to be done by referendum. Good luck with that.
The same referendum on the number house? That same type that of thing?
You'll have to, because we have, in the Bahamas, we have a right to trial by jury. If we want to change that, we got to go to the people.
Morning, this lawyer is talking real facts. Many make noise without knowing the facts. Kendini Campbell Moss, I only hear you talk Junkanoo, but listen, you are a breath of fresh air. I am so interested in your shows. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. The people ain't make me no offer yet. Yes. Right? They're just filling in.
Yes.
Good morning, OMG. This show is amazing. This hour needs to be moving forward, law focus. Love this powerful revelation. Thank you so much, Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, finally a female lawyer. She is sexy, Campbell Moss. Keep her on. Okay, they're looking at you, I guess. They're looking at you.
Spooky.
Yeah. I have to make sure sometimes I dress properly when I come in here.
Yeah.
Tell your people to clear the phone lines. One is busy, the other one's not answering. Hola, they had me on hold for such a long time leading up to the break. Their attorney said she agreed with the 14-year-old was wrong. As for me, please, if she doesn't think it's time to hold these 14-year-olds accountable by implementing a law for knowingly given consent, I don't side with the 40-year-old because he knows better.
And he pled guilty. He know better. I don't understand where we're dwelling on the 40-year-old being wrong because he said that he's wrong. I can understand the outrage over the sentence. But again, I explained the plea bargaining and that is what it's going to take these cases out of the system.
Ah, wow, Ms. Galanos. How do we get... Jomo is responsible for making these things happen? Jomo Campbell?
He plays a role. It's not squarely on his shoulders.
Who does it rely upon?
We're looking at the Attorney General, Ryan Pinder. We're looking at several persons there. They have to table it for debate in Parliament. All of these things have to be done. It's going to take a collective effort, and then they have to be passed. They have to be debated. So you're looking at the legislatures. You're looking at the people you all elect.
How long would that take?
Depends on how urgent they want to push it.
if they want to change it within a couple of months, that can be done. I think that's what they're proposing to do.
The Nassau Guardian article by Jasper Ward says legislation to address the numerous inconsistencies regarding the age of consent in the Bahamas could be brought before cabinet as early as next week. Mm-hmm. Attorney General Ryan Pinder said yesterday, adding the legislation to address gender-based violence and disparities in citizenship will be brought to cabinet in the following weeks.
Okay, so it's up to them. How long they take to debate it, how long they take to move it, how long they take to pass it. But at the end of the day, the law says you still can't take the judge's sentencing power away.
And that's it. That's it, and that's all.
The judge is entitled to look at the circumstances and sentence according to how he or she feels. The mandatory minimum sentences have already been outlawed and stricken down as being inconsistent with the Constitution. And so I'm anxious to see these draft bills and see what they intend to do.
This is a text for you. Mm-hmm. The outrage was warranted by Wayne Monroe's comments. He is now a cabinet minister and a legislator. He speaks on behalf of the government and cabinet and should not be slinging his personal opinions all over the place.
But they asked him.
They did. And
Is
it reasonable?
He answered according to the law.
According to the law, not his personal.
I would say it's according to the law. Some persons want the 40-year-old to get 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. The law doesn't support that. If the judge was to do that, she would be in trouble, but he could easily, that would be a walkthrough appeal. Because in those circumstances, he can only get 7.
Miss Galanos.
So if let's say Minister Monroe had said he should have gotten 20 years, he would have been wrong as a minister and as a lawyer. And then you know what they say? He lying to us.
Or he don't know what he's
saying. He don't know what he's saying. Seven years was set, as you said, probably before Mr. Monroe was born. 7 years was set by the Sexual Offenses Act.
This text says, "Good morning, Kendanique. If I were to ever get in any problems with the law, I'm definitely looking for Ms. Galanos." All right.
Wonderful.
All right. "Good day, Mrs. Moss. Will Galanos be running in the next election? She has my vote."
I don't want to say too much, but I can say that as at this present time, I have no political aspirations at this time.
Okay. Well, I have some aspirations.
I have no political aspirations.
They are not political, but I have some aspirations.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever happened to gun court? Also, is it possible to have a sex crime court to speed up these types of cases?
I'm sure that if that's something we want to legislate and do, sure. We can have any kind of court to speed up.
But Mrs. Galanos, why can't we have niche market courts? This is for sexual offenders. This is for gun.
I said to you, resources. We don't have enough courtrooms. We don't have enough.
These buildings
and you know what's very, very hard to do when you're starting a criminal trial?
No.
Finding jurors.
Oh, yeah.
So here it is. Now everybody ready to come and start court. The judge is ready. He or she is in place. The witnesses are ready. The prosecution is ready. Defense is ready. The accused is in the cage in the back. Everybody ready to go. You know why the trial sometimes can't start?
No jury.
No jury or not enough jurors. And so the whole process have to get aborted. So in many instances, the public is to blame because they don't want to come for jury duty. And we need a jury.
"Good morning, Ms. K. This show is dynamite. I like Galanos. She come with fire. Guardian Radio, don't bring Mr. I can't. Jesus, look what the people tell me to do.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I can't say that.
It has nothing to do with me, guys. Just so you know. It has. I'm exonerated from that.
You are completely exonerated.
Yes.
You have been pardoned in this particular instance.
Yes, yes.
So, Ms. Galanos, we have 5 more minutes, but we also have some more questions for you. Mm-hmm. When it comes up to U.S. eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people say, if this happened to this little girl or this happened to this young man, the parents should also be held responsible. Is there a parental responsibility for the 14-year-old?
Neglect. You'll have to prove that. You'll have to prove that, let's say her parents knew that that's what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They knew she was ducking school and they weren't trying to guide her in the right direction. You just can't go around prosecuting people for offenses that they don't know or they didn't leave themselves open to.
But as a minor, She undermined subjection.
Right. But if you drop her in the schoolyard and you go to work and the 40-year-old comes in his bus and she get on the bus, and as far as you are concerned, your child is in school, how are we coming for you?
Can't happen.
No, not if you knew. Let's say we have evidence that you was talking to the 40-year-old. Yeah, man, she could miss history. Go pick her up at 2 o'clock. Yeah, we could come for you then. But if you didn't know, I think the burden needs to fall more on the schools. If you see a child is missing from school and there's no sick slip or there's no nothing, get on the phone and call the parents.
But didn't we have to the offices one time ago?
That's where it is, because I understand, according to the fact pattern, this was the fifth time she missed school to meet with this fella.
But how I could tell my ma I miss, how do you say I duck school? How you manage to duck school? What you think? Do you have any fear for your parents?
Are the teachers taking a register?
Was this during COVID time and she was supposed to be in online class?
All of them. She was in uniform. So clearly, the very fact that she was in uniform tells me whoever drop her wherever taught it was school.
But not only that, if she was in uniform, like you would have alluded to earlier, if you were in uniform, you know full well that you should not have been doing this because you didn't say, mommy, drop me by John.
Exactly. And this is why I said, I would not advocate holding the 14-year-old criminally responsible, particularly given that she got pregnant, right? I don't think we should put her in a cell or even, but there ought to be consequences for her.
But if we don't make examples of these things, Ms. Galanis, it perpetuates a situation where they continue.
I agree. And I can certainly see, because when person said Ms. Galanis, not only is she responsible, because I got attacked majorly on the victim blaming, but there were persons coming to me and saying, Ms. Galanis, you didn't take it far enough. She was supposed to be in jail. I said, man, listen, y'all is monsters. Y'all can put the 14-year-old.
Ms. Galanis, I mean, you know, I think at 14 years old, you had.
And it goes back to the example I said. If she had taken up a gun and blown someone's head off, we would have demanded a head on a platter right away. And we would have talked about what her parents doing.
Ms. Galanis, I just received a marriage offer for you. Huh? It says, good morning, Ms. Galanis, married. And if she is, will she consider having a sweetheart? I am in love with this intelligent and down-to-earth woman.
Wow.
Okay, I will send you that. I'll give you that number.
Okay.
Right. Not enough jurors, lawyers, overbooked cases, and judges not available.
There we go. That person has a handle on it. Because we can take the position, we can try you and give you the 7 years. Where are your jurors? Where are your judge? Where are your courtroom?
Where are they? Casey, you've been to SAC or St. John's? Because you have some big words in your mouth. I actually matriculated at both. I started at St. Augustine's College.
I love the voice change.
And then I went to St. John's. That is where I matriculated. Thank you kindly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. This is my last text. We are 1 minute out of the show. Mm-hmm. There is something called controlled, and a mature and right-thinking adult should know about... Should know about what that entails. Even if a child strips in front of you, that is a child exercise constraint and control of experience, the strong arm of the law. If the law says a 14-year-old is considered a minor who cannot give consent, even if he or she willingly participated, just know you, capital Y-O-U, as the adult, are breaking the law.
Yeah, and he pled guilty and he went to jail for it. Agreed.
Ms. Galanis, this has been fantastic.
Yes.
Good day. Being a juror is taxing and unappreciated, and y'all only given $20. Get real. Ms. Galanis, this has been awesome. I so appreciate you today for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I am in love with this. This is fantastic today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Ms. Galanis. This has been Kendini Campbell-Moss, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. Above us, only sky.